It's been a year since Hurricane Ida, and Montgomery County residents are still reeling, some still displaced, some still recovering the belongings that they lost. WHRY's Emily Rizzo caught up with residents of Upper Dublin and Norristown, two of the hardest hit communities.
Which was our breakfast room and our family room was on the other side of this door, which is no longer here. And then downstairs,
Tammy Echeverria is walking through her Upper Dublin home a year after a tornado destroyed it during Hurricane Ida. Insurance just approved it as a total loss. They're tearing it down.
During the storm, all of this devastation happened. And since then, we have black mold everywhere. It's just horrendous.
The family survived the center of the tornado, hiding in their basement. In a phone conversation after the tour of the damage, Echeverria says the past year has been emotional. This was her grandparents' house. She grew up here.
So what is weighing on my mind right now is destroying my family home. So that's been very difficult to absorb.
But Echeverria is taking the staircase of her old home, full of memories, and putting it into the new one.
We need to make ourselves complete again. My poor husband had a triple bypass and he has to sleep in someone else's house. This last 2 weeks has been worse than this time last year because he should have been able to go home and sleep in his own bed.
Township officials deemed 115 homes in Upper Dublin uninhabitable due to Hurricane Ida. A year later, many residents are still battling with insurance to get money to rebuild their lives. Upper Dublin is a relatively well-off area, but Liz Ridgway, the township's Hurricane Ida Recovery Resources Coordinator, wants to dispel any myth that it's been easy for residents to recover.
The reality is, I know I don't have $100,000 or $200,000 in the bank to rebuild my house, if that was what was needed tomorrow. And I don't know too many people that do, even if you live in a nice home, in a nice community. And that's been really startling. The sort of lack of resources for all levels of people recovering from a natural disaster.
It's especially hard for lower-income communities to recover. There were lots of affordable apartments along the Schuylkill River in communities like Norristown. Flooding destroyed many of them. Eric Fagan and his family lost everything. It's been tough to get by since the hurricane.
You can't replace a lot of stuff that was lost. And unfortunately, it costs a lot of money to get certain things, titles to our cars and birth certificates and everything else. It's still pretty hard to still financially recover from that a year ago.
Fagan is still working on getting his FEMA aid. It's taken a whole year. He and his family had to move 40 minutes away to find affordable housing, and now they're paying $400 more every month in rent. Verona's lawyer works with Montgomery County OIC, which helps Ida survivors get back on their feet. She says with the most affordable housing in the area wiped out, lots of people are still struggling.
But they are very vocal about being sad and depressed and stressed during this process. A couple of families had to move out of town because they just couldn't find anywhere to go.
Survivors come to Montco OIC for basic necessities, rent assistance, food, clothing, furniture, cleaning supplies, deodorant. Fagan feels like some families, like his, have still fallen through the cracks.
I think a lot of people might have missed out on certain things or, certain processes weren't explained to them properly. Where I kind of feel like, maybe we kind of got forgotten about. We got lost in the shuffle because there were a lot of people that were, vying for resources at the same time.
Groups like OIC don't want this kind of devastation to happen again. They can't stop big storms. But in Ida's wake, they're building a stronger network of resources, ready for the next disaster. Emily Rizzo, WHYY News.